This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live we are at the Sleep In and Conference Center in Minot, North Dakota today with What's On Your Mind. Busy weather night. My gosh, was it crazy. And once you got beyond the crazy, it was beautiful, actually. You know, when those thunderstorms rolled out and you get the mix, about twilight there where you've got the sun still shining in one part and the dark clouds in the other, and some beautiful photos rolling around social media for sure yesterday. But interesting times. It's summer, I guess. We just expect that, right? It's part of the deal. Welcome to the program that we call What's On Your Mind. It's a Monday edition brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Oil Can. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council will join us in just a little bit today on the program. We're going to talk about two things. Cookfest next week. We're really kicking off 2 weeks of fun here, ladies and gentlemen. Got a lot of fun stuff for you planned, and it should be a grand old time. Looking forward to it. We'll talk about Cookfest more in a minute here. Also on the program today, Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter. We do these You Marry Mondays every now and then, and I always learn a bunch. And I'm looking forward to catching up with Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter today and talking a little bit about, that Rome pilgrimage we talked about before they left with 140, I want to say, 50 high school seniors-to-be from across North Dakota. We'll get a recap on that. We'll talk a little bit about their Rome campus, and we'll talk about affordability because they're able to do all that and do it very affordable. It's a pretty amazing story. When you look at the cost of a private education at the University of Mary, compare it to a public university, it's very competitive. So I want to spend a little time on that today. We're going to talk to the folks from the Antler Outlaws that have done a really neat thing in Antler, North Dakota, that I'll get to see firsthand. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow from there. And don't forget, I can't say this enough, this Bottineau County Farm Bureau meeting tomorrow night. Darrell Lisa, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, will be there. And others as well. A lot of great guests coming together. It's free. It's a steak fry, and it's free, all right? And it's an annual meeting, so you can get up and, you know, raise issues that concern you, talk about anything you want. Obviously, a lot of focus on energy development. We're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow, but whatever might concern you, you know, what regulations or anything for that matter that might concern you that the Farm Bureau can take on your behalf, good opportunity to air that. So come on up. They'd love to see you. And they've given me a little pressure, and that's to fill the seats. So we've got to do it. So we hope you'll join us and join the fun. And it's like considered like a little preview for all the fun for Cookfest next week. So steak fry tomorrow night at Antler, 5 until 7 p.m. And again, Bottineau County Farm Bureau said, Scott, bring them on up. And I said, 300 people? Really, you got 300 steaks? I said, yeah, well, what do you usually get? I don't know. First one we did, we got 20 people or so. Okay, we're going to have 300. Well, you're there. They'll come up to... You know, they hear the show and they'll, oh, okay, pressure, heavy pressure to get 300 folks there. So anyway, we've got a little bit of pressure there, but we're up for it. And love to meet you. Spend a little time chit-chatting tomorrow. Brent Sanford, the lieutenant governor, who was profiled in the Bismarck Tribune over the weekend along with his wife, Sandy. And I tell you what, Sandy Sanford is a great addition to the Brigham Sanford team as well, and you can tell that from her comments. I've known Sandy as long as I've known Brent, I guess, but she is a wonderful ambassador for so many things. Does a lot of neat work on a lot of fronts. Big on the human trafficking issue up there, and but her comments in the Bismarck Tribune were great yesterday. If you didn't see that, pick up a copy, good and bold. I loved it. What else have we got for you today on the program? Checking in with Justin Fisk out of Adora, I guess, as well, and just spend some time trying to find out what is on your mind. And I do want to know a little more about Dallas. I see that President Bush, as in Bush 43, is speaking. I didn't really hear the details if President Obama invited him to speak with him or how that came to be, but you could tell what President Obama is up to, and I'm glad. I really am. I have a hard time hearing his words and not being cynical, I'll just be honest with you, because the guy says a lot more than he does. Does that make any sense? You know, he's a good talker, but I don't ever see it backed up with anything. It just ends up being a little empty rhetoric. I wish he'd say less and do more myself. But to the extent that he's going to go there and maybe pick up on some of the comments that you shared with us on Friday to get towards healing would be pretty good. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Let's say hi to Todd before I ask him to do me a favor. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hello, Scott.
Probably
how are you?
Say hi before I ask for the favor, right?
Whatever.
And Manny, you're okay? How you doing?
I'm good.
You're good. All right.
Hanging in there.
I'm glad you are. I want to talk a little bit about the incidents in Louisiana and the Twin Cities, and then also just where we're at after Friday. Friday's program, probably one of the most incredible shows I've ever been a part of. It was really phenomenal. I think we all felt that way. We got down, just compared notes, and just said, wow. Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, it was just, you know, what I most liked about it is I think we just stepped out of your sort of knee-jerk, where you're going to go when something bad happens, place, right? To just say, go to the root cause of why is this happening? What's going on here? Not arguing one point or the other, which we could do till we're blue in the face, but rather just really trying to unpack what happened and share some raw emotion. And really raw emotion is what I felt on Friday. And I must admit, I don't know that I said it, you know, this clearly, but I was pretty much of the opinion that that officer down in Minneapolis, based on what I knew, acted wrongly, right? I mean, I wasn't going to condemn him. I understood why it could happen. You know, when police are being assassinated, it happened as a result of that. You're going to err on the side of careful. And but we've learned some new information that I think changes the thinking. One, in the Louisiana, we know now that this individual had a history with the law. He also did have a gun. Okay, and again, that video was hard because you didn't really know how did it happen. It was heartbreaking. It was awful, as was the one in Minneapolis, rather. But it's a good reminder in my mind that we really need to be careful to judge quickly on these things. It's human nature, I know. You just want to go out and say, oh, my, you know, I can't believe that happened. Well, what happened? What I thought happened in Falcon Heights was a guy that happened to be black got pulled over for a broken taillight. According to his girlfriend, said right away, I'm a concealed carry permit holder and I have a gun. Was told to reach for his ID. After being told, keep your hands where I can see him, reaches for the glove box, gets shot. You say, what was the guy thinking? Well, now we've learned that he was a suspect in an armed robbery. And the law enforcement there specifically was on the lookout for someone that met the description. And this guy is close. Okay, now he had a hat on, so it's hard to tell exactly. I don't know if they've settled that. But here was the chilling thing to me. The gun that you see in the video, the Facebook Live of the girlfriend, looks pretty darn close to the gun in the robbery. Now, what does that new information tell me? I don't know. Maybe he would have peacefully gone with the officer and done everything as he'd asked and been arrested for the robbery if, in fact, he's a suspect. And as well, maybe it would be, you're not taking me, boom, I'm going to get you. We don't know. We do know a little bit more about what happened, and I think differently because of it. Because I was a little quicker to blame the officer. Again, that's getting into the weeds of the individual situation, but it's important to know these things have happened. So, I mean, those are very important components. Sadly, I don't think Black Lives Matter or any of the protest movements out there care about the facts. I really don't. I think they are rushing to judgment and immediately going to a protest. And then things like what happened in Dallas happen. And sadly, I can't get out of my head that I think they're okay with that happening. I mean, we also know now that the sniper in Dallas knew the movements of the officers, knew the route, if you will, of where the protest was going to go, tied in. You know, there's and had trained, you know, was formerly a member of the military. I don't know. There's just a lot of components there, but we need to get the facts out, and we need to, before we react, get all the facts, both sides. It's hard because there's raw emotion there, but I didn't know if you'd heard those facts. We also talked on the program Friday about what the reaction should be from the presidential candidates, and here's the favorite, Todd. I posted Donald Trump's video statement on Friday. And the phrase that was used most often by you when I asked for one word on Friday, the phrase I said, you know, give me one word, right? Was love. That's what everybody thought we needed more of. More love between one and another, more just can people love each other regardless of the color of their skin or anything else? And Donald Trump channeled that on Friday. I couldn't believe it. It went up late, I think, on Friday night, late Friday afternoon, early evening on Friday. So anyway, I have that on my Facebook page, posted it about 11 o'clock Friday night. If you can pull that, it's not long.
Yeah.
It's 90 seconds. I want to play that and get our audience's reaction to it. This is the sort of tone that'll take over. George Bush, President Obama speaking this week. Should they also follow this tone? Let's talk about it. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Let's go.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
North Dakotans are protected from secondhand smoke in public places. But where you live can be putting you at risk. If you live in an apartment and your neighbor smokes, it can travel through ventilation systems and even walls, putting you at higher risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. If your building isn't completely smoke-free, neither you nor your loved ones are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. For help making your building smoke-free, visit smokefreehousingnd.com.
People first. That's what Choice Financial does. They put people first, and they're very proud to sponsor our Bach and Rocks Cookfest coverage. We'll be in Mandaree on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. It's free and open to the public. Free food, great barbecue right off the grill, free music, and lots of free prizes. Choice Financial. People first. Now in Western North Dakota, too. And we'll see you at the Bach and Rocks Cookfest in Mandaree and Stanley, July 19th and 21st.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Past the hour, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Cookfest are next week, Tuesday, Mandaree. Wednesday, we'll break for the Fishing Derby. It does some great work, actually, for habitat, for fish and wildlife in North Dakota, so it's for a good cause. And then on Thursday, it is Stanley for the Cookfest. Free food, great barbecue, great music. Back and forward information sessions with Ron Ness, Kathy Ness, Lynn Helms, Justin Kringstead of the Pipeline Authority. These are great events. A lot of industry leaders there. You don't want to miss it. We'll be broadcasting all 3 days of the event, and really looking forward to that. Our broadcast brought to you in part by our friends at Choice Financial. They love it when there's give back to the communities, and certainly the oil and gas industry does that well. These events are a good example of that. You're giving back. This is all free. You come out for free food, free music. They have all kinds of free prizes. That's the people-first approach of the folks at Choice Financial as well. And they have some great examples of that. If you go to choicefinancialgroup.com/peoplefirst, you'll see it. Facebook page, the same thing. They're new to Western North Dakota now, but their roots run deep over 100 years. Been going at it a long time, and, of course, also very well known in the ag world. North Dakota's number one ag lender. In 2015, 2014, and going back, top 60 nationwide over the years. And ranked number two in the U.S., nearly 700 banks between $1 billion and $10 billion by Standard & Poor's. So employee recognition, always up there in the best bank to work for in American Banker magazine. So good folks at Choice Financial. I'll be bringing you our broadcast from Cookfest all next week. Should be a great time. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Tell me what's on your mind. I'm going to play that Donald Trump thing in a minute, but I want to chat first with Luther and Grand Forks on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hello, Luther. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a slightly different take on this situation with Dallas and what have you. If you notice, those two videos of the guys getting shot came out pretty close to each other. And the media, they showed these videos over and over. NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all of them kept showing these two videos over and over and over. And essentially, they were agitating a certain element of our society. Now, if the media were responsible, because the pen is mightier than the sword, should have been responsible and not showed those videos until they've been adjudicated through the legal system. Did those cops act properly or improperly? And then release the videos. Because in effect, all they've done is agitate, and we saw the result of that.
That's an interesting point. Where is their responsibility, right? And how do they decide what to put out? No, it's not a bad point. Now, Facebook Live, in the case of the Falcon Heights thing, that's going to be out there regardless, right? So you're going to see that on Facebook Live. Maybe it puts it on steroids when it's on the evening news and cable channels over and over and over again. But that's, I think it's a fair question. What part of Dallas does the media own by fanning the flames when you don't have? And interestingly enough, of both of them, Louisiana and Minneapolis, you had just part of the story, right? You'd be just on how it worked. You couldn't see everything in the Louisiana video, and obviously the one in Minneapolis happened after. So,
right. And it seems to me that they should bear some responsibility, the media for this agitation. But I guess ratings are more important than the lives of people.
Luther, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. What's your thoughts on this? Or, for that matter, if you're thinking, I want to tune this out. To me, you can't tune this out because this is, some people call it the race war, right? They're focusing on the black on white thing. I don't. I think this is, I'll go back to my comments on Friday. I think we need a conversation. I think we need, a kind gesture from one human being to another, a smile. Walk a mile in their shoes. Manny did a good job on Friday of saying, how can I not be scared now behind the wheel of a car if I do something dumb, I get pulled over, what might happen to me? Now, I'd think a little bit differently about that if I were Manny today based on the sliver of information. And that goes to Luther's point on, don't put out these videos and have one part of the picture without everything because it inflames the situation, and it did in Dallas. But that isn't going to change the emotion of people who are thinking the way they are. So that I remain of the opinion we need to dial it back, get it right, And we said on Friday, Donald Trump needs to get it right. Here's what he said. I think he got it right. This is only 90 seconds, then we'll go to Mark and Bismarck. Roll that.
The shooting of the 12 police officers in Dallas, Texas, has shaken the soul of our nation. Just a few weeks ago, I met with many of the men and women in the Dallas police force during my visit to Texas. They're not just police officers. They're mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. And they're all on my mind today. They're on everybody's mind. A brutal attack on our police force is an attack on our country and an attack on our families. We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. Every American has the right to live in safety and peace. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do to make every American feel that their safety is protected. Too many Americans are living in terrible poverty and violence. We need jobs, and we're going to produce those jobs. Racial divisions have gotten worse, not better. Too many headlines flash across our screens every day about the rising crime and rising death tolls in our cities. Now is the time for prayers, love, unity, and leadership. Our children deserve a better future than what we're making them live through today. But to get them there, we must work together and stand together. We will make America safe again.
Working together, standing together, prayers, love, unity, leadership. An attack on police is an attack on families. What's happening in the cities, he highlights, in the way of crime. The racial divide. Mentions the two individuals that were shot. So it didn't, you know, didn't make this all about the police. Just recognize that, hey, these are victims. I thought it was Donald Trump continues down that path now to November, as we said on Friday, he'll be president, and by a large margin. Mark and Bismarck, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just watching some of this stuff on TV yesterday, and they're. You know, wanting to reform the cops and this and that, and I just think, you know, what, you know, like one kid shot and it says all he had was a pellet gun. Well, how is the cop going to know what he had? You know, it's like, you know, what would most people do in that situation? And you know, I see there a lot of white officers. You know, I mean, how about a African-American officer, you know.
There are a few out there. I've seen a few. Appreciate the call, Mark. Up against the clock here, so we got to go. Thanks for the call. Call again. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're in Minot Sleep In and Conference Center. Don't go away.
0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885.
That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
In Minot today at the Sleep In and Conference Center, do not stay anywhere else if you're coming to Minot. It's as simple as I can say it. Love the place. Great convention facility. They also have a water park attached to Dakota Square Mall. Vance Castleman and his team here, they take good care of you. Sleep like a baby when I'm here, by golly. And the kids have a blast. And we were here for a family reunion this weekend and just had a grand old time. Really love the Sleep In and Conference Center. Speaking of Minot, we have a listener waiting to weigh in here before we chat with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Dan in Minot, tell me what's on your mind. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Good morning, Scott. Great show. I'm sorry to hear that you're falling into the same trap as everybody else in this country, and that is the idea that we need to have a conversation. Of all the silly ideas I've ever heard, all we do is converse about this. Turn on MSNBC, Fox News, any news broadcast. All there is conversation about this. We've been having a conversation about this since the 60s.
And, no, that, and I when I turn on the media, when I turn on the television, I get somebody talking to me, telling me how I'm supposed to think. I'm not talking about that, Dan. I'm saying maybe your neighbor is of the exact opposite opinion of why this is happening than you are. Have a conversation with him, but don't be afraid to debate it.
That's a very touchy-feely thing. What we need in this country, in my opinion, is leadership, and the other thing is the truth. We need to have the truth out there. Now, I heard Rush Limbaugh the other day interview a woman who wrote a book called The War on Cops, and you need to get that woman on your show.
Yes, Heather McDonald. Heather McDonald is her name, and she's scheduled already. I forget what day, but we're working on it.
The statistics that she puts out, she's telling the truth about what's happening here.
I don't disagree with you, Dan. I don't disagree with you at all. But my point is, anybody that heard that conversation or hears it, if they agree with Rush, is going to say, exactly, thank you. And they're going to shout it. Do you think that changes anybody's mind?
Yeah, we've been conversing about this now for 50 years. And everybody runs to their own corner. I heard Jesse Jackson on last night. Jesse Jackson hasn't changed one iota in the last 50 years. You can converse with Jesse Jackson until you're blue in the face. It isn't going to change Jesse Jackson. What has to happen is someone needs to tell the truth about what's really going on, and we need to have leadership in this country.
I agree. I think we're not that far apart, really. You don't like the term conversation. I'm just saying, look, this stuff happens when hearts are hard, okay? It happens right. When hearts are hard. And if you can do your part to thaw a heart and have a conversation with someone, you're going to go a lot further than shoving some statistics in their face. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. And I can tell you that unless you've had the experience of stopping a vehicle, not knowing, as a police officer, not knowing what you're going to encounter, until you've had that experience and the adrenaline is pumping, it's a scary situation. And if someone does not comply with your orders and is making any aggressive move, they're putting themselves in grave danger because that police officer's job is to go home at night. That's his number one job, is to go home to his family.
Of course, and protect us and be there to protect us. You're exactly right, Dan. Love the conversation. I wish you had more time. Let's do it again. Well, wait a minute. I like the conversation. You maybe don't because you don't want any more conversations. I don't think we're that far apart. I think Donald Trump nailed it. I mean, in the same breath of talking about how we need leadership, he's talking about how we need love and unity, right? I thought he did very well, and I don't think anybody calls him a pansy. Text me your thoughts on this at 701-226-8503. Call us 24/7 at 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave a message on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council joins us next. We're going to talk about the Cook Fest next week, but I want to start with something a little more serious, and that's some regulation that is causing some concern in the industry from the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Ron, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fantastic today.
Well, good. We're going to talk about the fun stuff last.
We like rain in western North Dakota. We can do without the hail and all of that, but we like the rain.
Yeah, no kidding. And there was... There's plenty of rain to green things up, and there was some monster hail. Oh, my gosh. Some of the photos I've seen have just been extraordinary. I don't know. Saw a horse trailer, too, that looked like it had taken a few gunshots from the sky. Lots of dents. But anyway, it's a North Dakota summer. We've come to expect that for sure. Well, I want to talk about the fun stuff last here today with Cookfest next week. Really looking forward to it. Those are great events. Mandaree Tuesday, Newtown for the Fishing Derby on Wednesday, and then up to Stanley on Wednesday, or Thursday rather. But first, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I'm actually in Minot today at the Sleep Inn. I just picked up the oil patch hotline, and the headline says, Commission, referring to the Industrial Commission, ignores oil industry and pushing through rules. And I know a lot has happened fast in this regard, but bring us up to speed. What's going on with some of the new proposals and regulations?
Well, last week, week before last, actually, the North Dakota Industrial Commission approved the proposed rules. There were 52 new rules that were approved, most of them dealing with various pipelines things. One of the issues was a berm around all well sites, existing and future. I believe the requirement was a 6-inch berm. And that was something that we had adamantly objected to because we feel that certainly making that retroactive to 4,000 some plus sites by October 1 of this year is, incomprehensible to try and figure that out and get that done, let alone try and engineer that. You just don't go out and put a berm on there that's going to retain water. So. But we don't think that makes sense in the first place. We think we should berm where there is a risk that, fluids would flow off, down into a ravine or something like that. But if you create 6-inch berms around, think about doing a 6-inch berm around every farmstead after rainstorms like we had last night, you end up with essentially a swimming pool situation, around all of these different well pads that have been there for decades. And, that creates a muddy situation and poses a lot of risks of its own, as opposed to doing in kind of a smart approach, saying, okay, which side of these should be doing that? And they've got field people out all the time on every one of these well sites, and they know which ones pose the risks. And primarily that's not where the majority of the issues that have been going on are occurring. And most of those, the tanks, of course, on those well sites are all ready diked in under federal law. So we think it's a unnecessary regulation at a very poor time in terms of the additional cost to an already struggling economics on many of these well sites are going to be older and low producing wells. Now you've got to go in there and you've got to, put an investment in there that we just doesn't think makes a incremental difference. And it's expensive to do. So, we've got a beef with that. And, the rules in themselves, 52 of them, many of them are common sense, reasonable rules, but, others are, things that we objected to. And, I haven't read the oil patch outline, but Dennis always, doesn't, doesn't pull any pins when he makes his comments, but certainly I think there's a lot of angst amongst the industry at this time when we heard about the importance to the state budget and all of those things and trying to encourage investment back in the industry that, you know, we get hit, and it was kind of a sooner than we thought was going to be implementation plan. And so we got a lot of things we're working on in that regard.
Dennis is quoting Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, one of three members of the Industrial Commission, in his piece, and he says that Doug is saying, here's Doug's quote, "I do feel legislative intent might have been different than what we passed." You know, my question is, where does this come from? I realize there was some legislation passed, but then obviously the nitty-gritty comes down to the Industrial Commission. Do you agree that this is not the intent of the legislature, what the Industrial Commission has passed?
This was all the result of House Bill 1358, which the Energy Environmental Research Center out of Grand Forks did about a 7-month study to determine what were the most effective ways to mitigate pipeline spills and releases, and what are the new technologies out there. They came out with a list of 23 different items which they thought would be beneficial. The commission adopted virtually all of those 23, except the ones that we thought were valuable on the other side, and then a bunch of additional rules were added. And I think that's probably what the Ag Commissioner is talking about, that did they exceed the legislative intent, which was very clearly outlined in the legislation and throughout the debate during the last legislative session. And that will ultimately be up to the Administrative Rules Committee to determine whether or not the agency has overstepped its bounds or not.
All right. So that's, at this point, is that the only recourse for the industry to say, well, wait a minute here, retroactively, these wells, where is that in the intent, and then get a ruling from them? And I mean, do you delay implementation, or what do you do as an industry?
Well, that would be, I think that's the question that all the producers have going through their head right now, is do you race out and try and start finding people to go out and put these berms around these sites, which we have no idea how long that's going to take or what it's going to take to try and get berms around these sites. Commission has offered an extension to operators. I think you'll certainly be seeing operators provide that request for an extension, because it's going to take a long time. And I think, going forward, there's certainly a discussion that every well comes before the Industrial Commission hearing process, that and the staff goes through that well, in great detail. Then it comes to the Industrial Commission members, but the Department of Mineral Resources staff goes through that in great detail. And I think those wells could all be looked at in terms of, they've been doing that in areas where they think there are berms needed. They've been requiring it for several years, and it's worked very well. So now the question is there a legislative step that's necessary here in the next session, or can the administrative rules do this, or will the Industrial Commission come back and say, we need to take a better look at this, because implementing this retroactively on 4,000 wells that have been here for decades, that just seems incredibly complex and expensive.
Yeah, and
without tremendous value, Scott. I think that's the frustration that we have with so many of these federal rules, is that we need good regulations. We're okay with good regulations that make sense, but let's just not tack on things that add tremendous cost, especially at this time when there's not a clear-cut environmental value.
Yeah, very, very good point. What's the return? We expect sort of this insanity from the federal level, but a state level has me scratching my head when you say not a lot of gain here. And like you say, when it's thought to be needed, the Industrial Commission, or rather the Oil and Gas Division of the Department of Mineral Rights, says, let's do this. So it already happens when it's needed. Now we're just doing it everywhere. More with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council after this.
PetroServe USA. The folks that help America feel better. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week, they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
For more safety tips, including downloadable tip sheets and information on North Dakota's drug take-back programs, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Rocks Cook Fest are coming up next week, and it's honestly probably my favorite week of the summer. It is. It's just fantastic. It's like a vacation in some ways, and it's also just an unbelievable opportunity to interact with people who are just so positive about what's happening. A lot of what you read in the media, a lot of what you hear, in circles is, what's happening? Oh, there's so much development so fast. And these people just are thirsty for all of the opportunities that come from the oil and gas industry. And it's fun to meet them, and I'm really excited about another fun week. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us today on the program. Bach and Rock's Cook Fest is sponsored by the Petroleum Council. And I always have a hard time describing what these are for people that have not been to one, sort of like a little mini county fair in one respect. And, there's great information sessions, there's great food, there's music. I don't know. How do you describe them, Ron?
Actually, I was just talking to someone formerly from Stanley last night, and I was explaining to her the only thing from a small town, the only thing you can really compare this to is a full school reunion when you can put you know, we'll probably have somewhere around 1,500 people in Stanley, I suspect. And putting that number of people into a small town like that with great food, some oil and gas education, the music, just a fun-filled event, lots of things for kids always going on. And they're just fun events. And, of course, they're free, so that's always a good thing. The food is great, and people come, they have a good time. And weather that week is always fantastic. So we have not been in Stanley or in Mandaree. We've been up in that area a lot. We were south of Stanley for our second Cook Fest 8 years ago. And so this is going to be our 15th and 16th city, I think, that we've been in. And we always try and go to a different city every time. So very excited. They've got a wonderful new powwow grounds in Mandaree, and Councilman Randy Phelan is going to be hosting us up there, and we're going to have an education session. Of course, Mandaree is kind of the epicenter on the three affiliated tribes of oil activity, and that community there has been through lots of things, and we're very excited to go there, and they're going to be glad to have us there, and we expect a good crowd. And then, of course, in Stanley, is so many new things have taken off in Stanley since 2006 and 2007, when the Bakken was really uncracked to code over there. And good to see old friends. And we went there for one of our very first town halls with Kathy Nestet and Lynn Helms and I back in 2007. Started talking about the Bakken, and so really, really matured in that area, and it's great to be back there.
Yeah, no, it is. And the Bakken Forward information sessions this year, you know, there's been a lot of these Cook Fests that have been just sort of, you know, Bakken 101 and getting understanding directional drilling and fracking and everything else, and I think most people now probably have a pretty good grasp of it. So I'm looking forward to the pivot a little bit to talk about the future, right, and where this is going.
Scott, I think that's one of the things that in North Dakota that we're really going to have to figure out. And we had a pretty lengthy discussion about this last week at the governor's revenue advisory meeting, and talking about state budget. And somehow we're going to have to figure out how do we shave off this 10-year bubble that we've been through in North Dakota. We had Neil Fisher from the Wheat Commission say that, you know, agriculture had three or four of the best years in the history of North Dakota in 12, 13, and 14. Certainly, we had a decade of unprecedented growth in the Bakken, and you're not going to build all those hotels again. You're not going to build all those bypasses. You're not going to see $1 billion of road investments. You're probably not going to see $13 billion of new gas plant infrastructure. We are getting the infrastructure in place. It's what we've all wanted. It's going to look differently going forward. No matter what happens with the price and in the recovery in either of these two industries, things are going to look a little different, and we've got to begin to figure that out, and that's going to impact how we look at our state revenues for legislative purposes, and how we look at the amount of people we're going to have in these communities and all those things. The one thing we know is that there's an exploration side of the business and then a production side. And the production side has continued. In fact, we still have 1.1 million barrels a day. The exploration side has decreased along with the commodity price, and that's going to happen. So I think that's a big challenge and something that we really started looking at the Williston Basin Conference. I think that's going to be the key discussion throughout the next legislative session is how do things look going forward.
And Ron will be there. Kathy Nassett is there. Lynn Helms is there. You got Justin Kringstad of Pipeline Authority. It's great Q&A. These are good sessions. You learn stuff. You get great access to these leaders of the industry. And then the events are, you know, you're among community members and folks from the industry and watching all this interaction with the free food, the great barbecue, the music, and a lot of free things for the kids. It's a great family event. So it's just something you want to put on your calendar. Tuesday next week in Mandaree. Then Wednesday there's a fishing derby, and that's always great fun. Raise some good money for Fish and Wildlife Habitat in North Dakota. And I believe there's still some spots available on that. And then Thursday in Stanley. So should be good fun. Ron, looking forward to we're going to broadcast Mandaree on Tuesday. Not sure yet where on Wednesday. Of course, Stanley on Thursday. So we'll have some great fun. Looking forward to the events of the week in the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest.
Scott, we're going to have the Mule Deer Foundation is going to be part of our Cook Fest, and they've got a couple of wonderful habitat, wildlife, public land for hunting projects that we're going to be supporting with our revenues from the fishing derby. And sometime I hope you can get the Mule Deer Foundation and those folks on to talk about what they've got in the works. And
happy to do it. Yeah, I think we've had them on before, but it's been a while. We're good to do it. They're a good group of folks. The Mule Deer Foundation benefits from that derby. Take on the derby on Wednesday. That'll be a great time too. Thanks, Ron. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA. 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.